Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for your big book study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. We are reading from the big book on page 22, the third paragraph down, which begins, "Perhaps we will never know the answer." And we'll be studying just that one paragraph. Today's readers are Brandy M. reading the 12 Steps, Joanne L. reading the 12 Traditions, reading the text are Dion R., Barbara W., and Hui W. Our newcomer greeter is Tamara C., and making announcements at the end of the meeting will be Robin P. The share IDs for the prior two meetings, Tuesday, August 16th at 10 a.m., the number is 19,300 or 19300. And for this morning, 7 a.m. meeting, the share ID is 19,302. Or 19302. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Brandy M. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for your service. My name is Brandy M., and I'm a food addict. The 12 steps. We admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for allowing me to do service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Brandy. And Joanne L., would you please read the 12 traditions of OA? Thank you.
Absolutely. Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service. And good morning to the world, because the world is on this line. We're from all over the place. I am Joanne L. I am a compulsive overeater. and I am from Rhode Island. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Least problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, a public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass. Have a good meeting.
Thank you, Joanne L. How our meetings work. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share what was said. Anyone can share that you keep to the talk and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume the study of our Big Book on page 22, the third paragraph down, and I will ask Dion R. to get us started. Good morning,
Dion. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kathy. This is Dion R. from Ohio, very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Okay, why does this, back it down a little bit. Perhaps there would never be a full answer to these questions. Opinions vary considerably as to why the alcoholic reacts differently from normal people. We're not sure why. Once a certain point is reached, little can be done for him. We cannot answer the riddle. Oh, wow, that's powerless. But I do know whatever I'm doing today is working. I do know I got up today. I didn't eat. Overeat, and when I say I didn't eat my bench food. I prayed and meditated. A little emotional, man, because I just read something in a book, and it was a beautiful promise. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it just brought tears to my eyes. And sometimes me and God has those moments where I just open the book. Where do I meet here today? And whew, fed my soul. It is exactly what I needed. Mind you, there's a meditation on with birds, and I'm watching these birds get fed. You know, they've just been taken care of, and they're so beautiful. So how does that how does that matter to what's going on in the reading? I'm telling you, that is God. It's still a spiritual program, and that's what I needed to stop the binging, eating, overeating, trying to manage my life my way. That's all I know. I don't know why the spiritual program works. I just know it does. I can't give anyone a spiritual program. I can just show them what works for me. Like they say, it's opinions. We all got opinions, right? And I used to say, why am I different from them? They, my sister, brother, whoever, family, different race and different culture, whatever. You know, and I tried to take that belief into the realms of Overeaters Anonymous, and my higher power and all you lovely people say, oh, halt, we think not. If you can, you're eligible too. If you can work these steps and give it up and surrender, admit complete powerlessness, you can get where we got freely. And with that, I'll pass. That's all I got. But thank you all for allowing me to be a part of the solution and enjoy it. And with that, I'll pass.
Dionne R.
from Ohio.
Thank you so much for getting us started, Dionne. Okay, so I will now take names of folks who want to share this morning. Please remember that if you shared in the last 2 days, on Monday or Tuesday, we'd like you to wait and allow others who haven't shared recently so they can share their experiences too. Who would like to share today?
Sam and Odonna, Carolina.
Regina B.
Bruce,
okay,
in Florida.
I'm sorry. Bruce, I heard you. Bruce E. from Florida.
Veronica.
The first two names I did not hear. Can you start again, please? Veronica. And your last.
Yes.
What's her last initial, Veronica?
B.
Okay. Came in after
Donna.
Veronica.
Donna B.
Donna D.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie
F. V. from Pennsylvania.
Reggie O. And who else?
Pam and
F. V. from Pennsylvania.
Pam V. And I heard one other.
Sam and O.
V. from Pennsylvania.
Is it Pat, you said?
Pat
V? Okay. And there was one other there. I'm sorry.
Shannon O.
B-E-T-H from Pennsylvania.
Shannon O. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. I think if I didn't get your name right, I got it in the wrong form, and you'll correct me. But I think it's Beth V. That's the best I can make of it. Okay. I have Veronica B., Donna D., Bruce E., Reggie O., Beth V., and Shannon O. So we will get started with Veronica B. Please share with us, Veronica.
Good morning. I'm Veronica B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic in California. And thank you so much for your service. This paragraph resonates with me. It's once a certain point is reached, little can be done for him. For me, once I reached a certain point in my compulsive eating, I could not get back. You know, it was like for me, like once I took that first bite, like I couldn't. That set off the phenomenon craving for me, and I just wanted to eat it for every meal. And then once I discovered eating and throwing up when I was in my teens, I had found my solution. I was able to eat all I wanted and then get rid of it. And there is nothing normal about that kind of behavior, because my girlfriends certainly weren't doing it. In fact, It was such a big secret in my life. I could not tell anybody I was a bulimic. It was so painful and isolating because I had like two lives. And my husband didn't even know that I was a bulimic. And I was really good at hiding it. And I don't know what happened, but you know, when I reached a certain point, I just couldn't get back. For me, I guess it became like a habit. It was just something that I did every day. I knew that I could get rid of the food because I used to binge on high calorie, high fat foods, fast foods, and food became my master until I came into this program. And I was taught and learned a new way of living, a new way of thinking. These steps have made a rearrangement in my personality. I see the world differently today. Today, I have a big, everlasting, loving God in my life that takes care of me and that guides me and is there for me through good times and bad times. And I only get that here in the rooms of OA. I only get that through working steps 10 and 11 and 12 every single day. And this is a beautiful life. So if you're new, just come and join us. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Veronica B. Donna D., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Donna B., as in boy, calling from Denver, Colorado. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. The paragraph that precedes this one starts with, why does he behave like this? Why? And there are a whole series of questions there. And then this paragraph begins with, perhaps there never will be a full answer to these questions. And for me, the message that's carried there is that it doesn't matter why I am a real compulsive overeater. What matters is my ability to identify in, to concede to my innermost self that I really have this thing, and that I am willing and able to take all the actions that are required to restore me to health. I think it's natural with many illnesses, including cancer, including diabetes, including I have arthritis in my big toe. Why? Why do I have arthritis in my toe? Like one toe. Why did this happen to me? How did this happen to me? What could I have done? How am I going to live with this? What, you know, walking is my favorite hobby. I have to walk. And it really doesn't help me to sit in the questioning of why, but rather to go to my doctor, to go to my physical therapist and say, what do I need to do to make walking a possibility for me until the end of my life? And I get answers and I get help. And it's true with the disease of compulsive overeating in my experience as well, that when I ask the question, what do I need to do? There are answers. And there are answers that are effective, that have saved my life, as well as the quality of my life. So I take this paragraph to mean there's no point, there's no value, there's nothing to be gained in the question of why. But for me, real recovery began when I asked the question, what do I need to do? What lengths do I need to take? And went with that. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. Bruce E., please share with us.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Bruce E. I'm in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Florida area. I'm recovered, gratefully. I'm a recovered food addict. And why does he behave like this? And then at the end, we cannot answer this riddle. So don't have an answer for it. The why is, I've heard this, and I think on the call, that the why is to be answered by the psychologist and the psychiatrist. They try to sit around and try to figure out the why. But my deal here is the what, you know. So I got it. I got this food addiction. What am I going to do about it, you know? And the times that I've been asked why, when my sponsor had asked me that, why did you do this? Why did you do it? Why did you pick up? And I didn't know why. You know, I could tell them things like, well, you know, been a little rocky in my marriage, or there's some fear of economic insecurity or something like that. Stuff like that I could say. But it was pushed in front of me, and I took it. You know, that's all that happened. And even though I knew I wasn't to do it, I still do it. I still went ahead and did it. So I never knew why, and I'll probably never know why. And that's okay if I don't know why. I've kind of forgot. I thought for years about it, why, but I've kind of forgotten about thinking about why. And I guess that's been replaced more by the what. What am I going to do about it? Well, what am I going to do about it? Well, I'm going to be on this call. I'm going to make phone calls, have a sponsor, do step work. You know, all that stuff sounds pretty good. Read literature. All that sounds pretty good. Maybe, possibly, that's some of the what. Is the literature, the calls, the, you know, man, these calls are important. This call here, this meeting call is important. Any other calls, they're important. Every time I call somebody, they're helping me and I'm helping them. You know, I call somebody just to share something, and man, all of a sudden, next thing I know, the guy's telling me that he's had that problem too, or he's suffered with that. I was talking to a guy yesterday and I told him some stuff, and he said, I thought nobody had this problem that I had. I thought there wasn't anybody in the world that had this problem. And then he goes and tells me that he's got the same problem. Man, what a relief to hear that. You know, so it's a common problem, common solution. And we get help here. It's a blessing of a call. It's really, really, this meeting really helps me a lot. I appreciate everybody on here. Very grateful for today. Very grateful that I am abstinent today, sober today. Thank you, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Bruce E. Reggie O., please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks so much for your service this morning and everyone who's on the line. My name is Reggie O. I'm very gratefully recovered and living in Texas today. And, you know, as I was thinking about all of the whys, you know, why, and all of the hundreds of self-help books that I bought with different solutions that might take me to a why that would be the why that I could get to and do something about and wouldn't compulsively overeat, and it never happened. And then the title of this chapter is There is a Solution. There is a Solution. And hundreds and thousands and millions of compulsive overeaters and alcoholics have tried this solution and have found that once they've reached a certain point, it is the only thing that works for them or has ever worked for them. And so all of the whys that I had and tried to figure it out, and at one point I thought to myself, you know, figuring it out is not a step, you know, it's admitting I'm powerless over this allergy I have towards certain foods of the body, and God knows where that came from. I don't, and I probably never will. And that I have an obsession of the mind that will take me back to the allergic foods over and over again if I don't keep in fit spiritual condition. And the purpose of these 12 steps is to do just that, not to figure out why, but to get a contact, create a relationship with a power, a greater power of our own understanding that can do for us what, or do for me what no self-help book ever did, what no clinical studies ever did, what nothing has ever done like these 12 steps. And so, you know, I do, you know, sometimes my thinking is faulty, and it would be very faulty if I left this to try something else. So I'm very grateful there is a solution and that these solutions are in the 12 steps, and that not only keeps me from overeating, but it actually helps me to live a life that is really pretty darned amazing. And I'll pass for that.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Reggie O, for your share. Beth B, please share with us.
Thank you so much. My name is Beth V, as in Victor, from Pennsylvania. Gratefully recovered today and glad to be on the line today as well. This little paragraph about the riddle of there's no answer. No one can really have a clear answer to this disorder and disease that we all have. And I would add to the conversation that once I fully accepted to my innermost self that I had this, I was a real compulsive eater. I was different. I was not normal. I let go of why. And I had to stop asking because that could keep me from being abstinent, trying to puzzle my way through why. And when I turned my attention away from the reason and focused on the solution, and for me, focusing on the solution was when true acceptance came into my heart that I really had this, and I had to live differently, and I had to do things differently, because it is a program of action, as I've heard everyone. We can't just sit there and moan about why I don't want to be different, which I did for years, you know, which I'm sure a lot of people did for years, and now I'm in the program, and I'm a member, and I immerse myself in the study of every word of the big book, because it is the solution. And I believe that. And I want the solution, and I want to have the promises in my life. And by doing these 12 steps, the directions, and waking up every day, coming to vision, reminding myself of what I'm supposed to remember today again, every single day. What step am I on? What is happening today in my mind? I have this disorder, an allergy of the body. I have to stay away from my alcoholic foods. And I have this mental twist, the addict's mind, which likes to tell me you can have certain things and you're not an addict. It is a disease of lies. And accepting the truth about myself isn't that difficult now that I'm in the program and with the support of all of you and having a network of people, and the strength and comfort here is a blessing to me and for anyone new in the program. There's a lot of people out there who will help you. Thank you very much to all of you. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Beth V. Shannon O, please share with us.
Thanks. This is Shannon O, a compulsive eater from North Carolina. And I really appreciate the shares. Everything I was going to say has been said. But I'll say it my way just to claim my seat. And I'm grateful to be here today. So what's struck me was that there might not be an answer to my questions, and that happens, and it just happened to me again recently, and that's okay, because I may not know the answer, but with God's help, I know the next right action, and as long as I stay in the solution, and there is a solution, which everybody has said so beautifully, I have hope. So sometimes I just have to let go. You know, I want to know the answers. I want to know the answer to my questions, but more shall be revealed. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Shannon O. Okay. I will now pause to take some more names. We are sharing on the third paragraph down on page 22, and there is a solution in the big book. Who else would like to share today?
Darian K.
Jan S.
Okay, Darian. All I got is Darian K. Who's
Jan S.
Jan S.
Maureen W.
Mo H. Maureen W.
Becca R.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the name. The last initial was R. Who was that? Who were the last two people to speak?
Becca R.
Penny L. C.
Becca R. And Penny L. C. Okay. Well, let's see how we do with that list. We have Darian K., Jane S., Mo H., Maureen W., Becca R., and Penny L. C. Thank you all. Please go ahead, Darian K.
There. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. Hi there. Yes. Hi. It's Darian K. from the Berkshires in Massachusetts. I'm recovered from today. Grateful to be on the line with all of you. I was thinking about the why, and I think that's what turned me away from, you know, God and a higher power. Because, you know, when I was younger, I would ask why did my grandfather, you know, have to be buried on my birthday? Why can't I find a boyfriend? Why can't I lose weight? Wake up thin. Really what I wanted. and nothing got, I had no answer. You know, I got no answer. So I just sort of gave up on trying to get that help. Anything else but me, and, you know, failed miserably, as we all do. Because I can't find out why, get that help from something else, I'll just have to take it on myself. Take that diet home and try it on a Monday, or, you know, just try and try. I never succeeded. Not a successful story. And so I feel like that's when I came to program and I gave up trying to figure it out. And then it's just not important to know. It's important to know that I have this disease, this slow death, this suicide on a layaway plan, and that we just have today. We have today to do what we need to do. Abstinence, a part of this. And so once I give up that, wanting to know everything, you know, it continues with other things. You know, what we come here for originally, the food, you know, why is my daughter not talking to me? Why? I mean, there's a lot of whys. It's always going to be things that are unanswered and will happen in God's time. And then we look back and we see, oh, that's why. but patience and tolerance and being able to sort of give up that control. So just for today, I keep it today. That's all I can take and handle. I have to believe and have the willingness to, you know, give up the control and be in tune to my higher powers. Guidance and will for today. Out walking, nature, and I see the beauty. And, you know, I had a measured abstinent breakfast, and I'm on a call and doing all these things to help me, you know, work my to the best way. And thank you so much for listening.
Okay. Thank you very much, Darian K. Jane S. Please share with us.
This is Jan F. From Sam from California. And I like the expression I'm sharing today because I want to take my seat in the room. I'm new to a vision for you. However, I'm not new to OA. I have been abstinent for about 3.5 years, and I just had a relapse. And when I look at this why, the bottom line for me is I stopped putting recovery first and I took the first bite. And that began, as someone shared on another, it began the spiral. It was a small spiral, but it certainly widened quickly. And but today, I'm back in the solution. I am beginning to feel the peace of our promises. And I have a new sponsor and here from A Vision for You. And I'm grateful to be here. And again, I just needed to step up to the plate and share and know that this is my new home group, so to speak. And I'm very grateful to be here. And thanks for letting me share our path.
Thank you, Jan S. Welcome to you, and I hope you keep coming back. Okay, Mo H., please share with us.
Yeah, thank you very much for moderating. Thank you to all that are here. My name is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater, sugar addict, one day at a time. Getting my timer started here. Okay, so it starts out with, there will never be a full answer to these questions. And the last sentence says, we cannot answer the riddle. And it says, there will never be a full answer to these questions is referring to the paragraph before of all the questions that were there. And, you know, why? And that's what we're hearing on the shares. And I have a note written in my book saying, why is the booby prize of this program? Why keeps me in the problem? When I first came to the rooms, I think I continued to ask why. Why did I still slip? Why can't I get this? Why don't I understand this? Da, da, da. It wasn't until I came to the vision meeting that I heard the phrase, identify in. Kept hearing, identify in. And which meant to look at my behavior and how did it relate to what I was reading. To their behavior, because for a very long time, I identified out. I did not believe I was as bad as the rest of you. I had weight on me, but I could hide it. I wasn't grossly overweight, but I was overweight and uncomfortable and unhappy. I never had peace of mind. And it wasn't until I started studying this big book the way we do it here every morning, which I absolutely love, that I started to understand the how this program really works when I start to admit that I am a true, real compulsive overeater. And when my sponsees call me and they've slipped or they've relapsed, I don't ask them why. I asked them what was going on before you picked up the food, because before we take that first bite, before I take that first bite, I'm totally abstinent. And so I say, what is going on before? And yeah, there's usually a lot of stuff going on, but you know, the other thing I heard on this line is, it's the buildup of daily emotions that I don't deal with on a daily basis. And that's where the 10th step comes in. And I hadn't learned that until I started studying the big book with another recovered compulsive overeater. And I am so grateful for that today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Mo H. Maureen W., please share with us.
This is Maureen W. from Massachusetts. I'm a compulsive overeater. The why makes me think first of why was answered when I worked the steps through the big book way, through Visions for You and through a Visions for You sponsor. Told me why. Why is because I, as in the big book it says, I lost my close consciousness with my spiritual power. I was working away. I wasn't staying within the program. For years, the why was blaming my parents for their behavior, blaming my father for not loving me, blaming. And when I did the turnarounds, it showed me, no longer can you blame. No longer. You had a part in this. You had a part in it. And the why today, yes, I've had relapses, a couple of relapses. And the why, again, is because I lost that spiritual connection that I need to work on vigilantly. I need to work this program vigilantly. And I even found out while in program, it's not just the thing, the sugar and the flour that can set me off. There's other things. And I learned that because one was not enough for me. Then it became a bag, then a daily bag for weeks. No, I can't do things like that. I have to eat only healthy food 3 times a day, nothing in between, and stay vigilant in my program and in working the steps. Doing that step 10 daily, thinking of who I have harmed, who haven't I been kind to today? And that's what I have to share for today. The suffering and humiliation was there. I don't need to do that any longer. And it only takes one extra bite. Oh, maybe I'll try this. Maybe this one will be okay. Read the label. It says no sugar, no flour. It must be all right for me. No, doesn't work that way. Not for today. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Maureen W. Becca R., please share with us.
Hey, good morning. It's Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, calling in from Kentucky. And this is a great paragraph. It makes me think of before I worked through the steps, all 12 of them, I really had to rely on the tools of the program to keep me centered and grounded and connected. And I think of it as herd immunity. I remember feeling overwhelmed with the amount of work to put in each 24 hours in order to maintain abstinence. However, getting through the step work quickly and having an awakening spiritually and a connection with a higher power that is growing after working through the 12th step, I have this beautiful set of tools to use with the OA tools. And, you know, it's the principles of the program. And so just like I can analyze and try to dissect, you know, why am I a compulsive overeater? Why do I have to go to a program over whatever? I can do that with anything in my life and try to fix it, manage it, and control it, figure it out. That's definitely a character defect that came up in my step work. But the beautiful thing is that I can also apply these principles to that, and that I don't have to know why my kids are the way they are. I don't have to know why the cards are dealt the way they're dealt. Rather, I can get quiet with my higher power, and I can show up in a way with the 12 principles of the program, honesty, humility, willingness, action. You know, I have this new framework for life. And so I'm just really happy to have that awareness, as I don't ask why so much about the food anymore, but I'm still asking it about a lot of other situations in my life. And it's nice to not only have boundaries and a program for my way of eating, but now also I have boundaries and a program for my way of living. And it's to show up as this authentic recovered person. And when I don't know what or how or why, I can show up in a manner that I've learned through the principles of each of these steps. So glad to be here. Good to share and be part of. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Becca R. Penny Elsie, you'll be our last share. Please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny Elsie, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And as has been said, I needed to let go of the questions. That was my childlike self. I needed to find a more mature outlook. And it began by discovering a higher power that I could feel connected to and to pursue that spiritual way of life that was being offered to me. I needed to ask for acceptance as I was seeking my higher power's will. I needed to ask to be accepting of what is, just simply what is, and be open. Grateful to be able to accept help and accept a new solution for my life. But then going on to that and asking for courage. Courage to be willing to do the work, to put down my compulsive foods and behaviors, to engage in the steps, and to step into life and be willing to be of service with a humble heart. And then I needed to ask for the wisdom to be honest around all of this with myself and my higher power. And by engaging in all of those efforts, I was blessed with change and serenity and a peace. And I'm so grateful to be doing this with all of you. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny, Elsie. And thank you to everyone who has shared and listened today. What a wonderful meeting. I'm very grateful to be a part of this. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Would Barbara W. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Barbara W., recovered compulsive overeater from Washington State. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you, countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past.
Barbara, we lost you. Okay, go ahead.
Better? Okay.
Yeah.
You will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.